This story began 1 year ago on election night. That's when Ohioans voted in a new Republican governor.
Guess what? I'm going to be governor of Ohio!
And it wasn't just conservative John Kasich. Voters also gave Republicans big majorities in the Ohio House and Senate. They proposed several limits on the negotiating power of public employee unions, representing 350,000 teachers, police, firefighters, garbage collectors, prison guards, and more. Thousands protested at the State House. The protests, though, didn't stop Republicans from passing the new limits on union muscle. That's where the unions and their allies took to the streets again. They gathered 900,000 valid signatures of registered voters to block the new law from taking effect and put it on the ballot.
Tell me what democracy looks like!
Do you know what democracy looks like?
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
Now it's up to voters to approve the entire law with a yes vote or repeal it with a no vote. There's no picking and choosing among dozens of provisions. Here are some key ones. Strikes would be illegal. Binding arbitration for safety forces would end. All public employees would be required to pay at least 10% of pension costs, 15% of health care premiums. And longevity would no longer be the only factor in pay and layoffs. Merit would be added. Governor Kasich argues if schools, cities, and the state can hold down labor costs, taxes can be held down or even cut, and that attracts more companies and their jobs.
If we can manage our costs at the state and the local level, we can set the platform for economic growth and entrepreneurship.
But government workers worry their wallets could take a big hit with such little power at the bargaining table. Joanne Giantoni has been a school custodian for 44 years. Now she heads a union also representing cafeteria workers, crossing guards, and bus drivers.
You know what? My workers make $8.99 an hour. You tell me how you raise a family on $8.99 an hour and now you want to reduce it. You tell me that.
Each side has its own research, comparing public and private sector workers' compensation. Vote no pegs the government workers' package at 3-6% less. Vote yes pegs the government workers at 43% more. The U.S. Labor Department declares total compensation virtually the same. The face and voice of a 78-year-old woman symbolizes how both sides are battling over the issue of staffing levels.
Fewer firefighters can mean the difference between life or death.
And that's why Marlene Quinn volunteered to help the vote no side. In a TV ad, she talks of how firefighters rescued her great-granddaughter. Quinn adds, since the new law would block unions from bargaining on staffing levels, future fire victims could be in danger. But that's where the vote yes side created a firestorm. It grabbed some of Quinn's comments and put them into a vote yes ad. There's no mention Quinn has voted no. Instead, the ad focuses on Quinn's goal of more firefighters and makes her look like a backer of the law, while an announcer adds this vote yes argument.
Without issue two, communities will need to lay off hardworking firefighters to pay for the excessive benefits of other government employees.
Under the new law, in long-running impasses, both sides submit their final best offer, and management picks one. Critics call that rigged. Here are Columbus teacher Phil Hayes and a debater for the vote no forces, Dale Butland.
Tails I win, heads you lose. That's what it is. That's not bargaining, that's begging.
Management has no incentive to bargain in good faith because they know at the end of the day they can simply impose whatever they want.
But management must have the final say, according to backers of the new law. Here are Jason Mauck, spokesman for the Vote Yes drive, State Senator Shannon Jones, the author of the new law, and Governor Kasich.
In this case, management is the taxpayer.
The idea is to put the taxpayer at the table.
Let the city council determine what a city can afford, because they're the ones that have to manage the city.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.